John Fetterman transported to hospital after suffering injuries from fall. By Sean Moran on November 13, 2025. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, was transported to a hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Thursday after suffering injuries from a fall during a walk near his home. A spokesperson for Fetterman said in a statement, "During an early morning walk, Senator Fetterman sustained a fall near his home in Braddock. Out of an abundance of caution, he was transported to a hospital in Pittsburgh. Upon evaluation, it was established he had a ventricular fibrillation flare-up that led to Senator Fetterman feeling lightheaded, falling to the ground and hitting his face with minor injuries." Senator Fetterman had this to say, "If you thought my face looked bad before, wait until you see it now. He is doing well and receiving routine observation at the hospital. He has opted to stay so doctors can fine-tune his medication regimen." Senator Fetterman is grateful for the EMTs, doctors, and nurses who are providing his care. The Pennsylvania Democrat returned home after he voted with Senate Republicans to reopen the government and end the Democrats' weeks-long government shutdown. He said in a statement, "After 40 days as a consistent voice against shutting our government down, I voted yes for the 15th time to reopen. I'm sorry to our military, SNAP recipients, Gov workers, and Capitol Police who haven't been paid in weeks. It should have never come to this. This was a failure. Senator Dave McCormick and I voted to reopen our government. Feed everyone. Pay our military, government workers, and Capitol Police. End the chaos in airports. Country over party." Fetterman has been doing media appearances to publicize his upcoming book, Unfettered, which follows his time in Washington, D.C., and reveals his battles with clinical depression after his 2022 stroke.